I think we have a quorum if you want to go ahead and get us started.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, good. It is 10 o'clock and I'll call meeting to order.
Great, thanks, Esther. Okay, I'll go ahead and do a roll call. Esther Curry?
Here.
Tammy Caputo?
Here.
Janet Claire? Mary Cordes?
Here.
Sarah Isaacs?
Here.
April Jensen?
Here.
Susan McKinney? I know Susan had mentioned that she might have to step away intermittently. She's got some summer reading fun going on right now, so we'll come back. Paula Trotter? Let's see.
I'm here, Cassandra. Sorry, I was explaining something to some family, a family that came for my program.
Okay, thank you so much, Susan. Okay, Sandy West and Diane Yeoman. Okay. And I do see we have a visitor. Mary Ray, if you wouldn't mind, if in the chat, you wouldn't mind just listing your library so we can get an accurate record for our committee minutes, that would be greatly appreciated. Okay, so next up, we have the approval of minutes from the April 13th meeting. Did everybody have a chance to take a look at those?
I move to approve them, and if you do my yes vote when you approve them, I've got to go do my program. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Okay, thanks, Susan. And it looks like Janet Claire just joined us. Thank you, Janet.
Sorry, I'm late.
No worries. And Mary Ray, thank you for putting that in. Okay, we do have a motion to approve the April 13th minutes. Do we have a second?
So second.
I heard Sarah first. I'll take Sarah. And it looks like Paula from the Bethalto Library just joined us. Okay. Esther Curry?
Yes.
I'm sorry, roll call. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Tammy Caputo?
You know, I wasn't on the committee
okay,
last time, abstain. So thank you. Abstain.
Okay. Janet Claire?
I'm going to abstain since I wasn't at the meeting.
Okay. Mary Cordes?
Yes.
Sarah Isaacs?
Yes.
April Jensen? Okay. I don't hear April, so we'll come back to her. Susan McKinney, I know she had to step away. Jennifer Slack?
Yes.
Paula Trotter?
I'll abstain also since I was not at the meeting.
Okay. All right. Let me just make sure. Okay, so it looks like we have with the those that abstain, it's 6-3 if I got that count right. So that is approved. So we'll move forward. Okay. All right. So I do have a share update for everyone. And so first thing is the McNaughton leasing program is now open again for fiscal year 2024, fiscal year 2024. And so we had a demo recently and we'll be sending some information out also in the next share newsletter. But if anybody is interested, now is the time. There is information on the SHARE website. And again, it'll be coming out to membership. And so with that, we had a demo recently, which will also be available. And if you're interested in watching, but one of the things that he said that I thought was very interesting and maybe I didn't communicate very well is that it's not necessarily cheaper, it's just simpler because you do have the items coming in fully processed and fully cataloged. You don't have to make space on the shelf. So once they stop circulating, you can send them right back. The participants that did join last year have been very satisfied. They've all renewed for this year. We've only had one other library express interest. And so I think it's just a good ancillary program for SHARE. So I'm really excited that we can offer it to our members at such a great rate, knowing that McNaughton is not available for generally with libraries with smaller budgets or less resources. So I'm really glad that we can bring that as an option to our members. The other thing that I have is that we are still working on the Aspen project for a contract to be signed in July. And that has been, the SHARE Finance and Policy Committee has been hard at work trying to make that affordable for our members. And so there's still, there is a proposal for a fee scale. We've been reaching out to those who maybe had not, that would not meet the proposed scale or had put to be decided at a later date. So we're reaching out to them now to see if they are still interested. And so we're going to be moving forward with that, hopefully in July. The plan is to have the first cohort go live in the fall. And so what Aspen will be doing is on the back end, creating the pages for each library. And then we've also contracted with Leslie Zavaduke to help with the migration. And so she'll be a 9-month, it'll be a 9-month term for her to help manage training and questions as they're coming in. Of course, we'll probably be also assigning our administrative services team, which we have quite a few of them here today, Danielle, Zach, and Dina. And then of course, Jennifer and the cataloging team will be working on the database cleanup and all of the issues that might come crop up with those grouped works. So we're really excited. We are going to be moving forward. And so if you got an email from me, if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call today. Or if you're still interested, let me know, because we might be able to open that back up for additional people to participate once we have a final fee scale. So for any of those that did get a, I think there might have been a few of you who did get an email about the increase in price and have already responded, greatly appreciated. So thank you so much for that. And then we also, I had mentioned as part of Aspen, we're doing database cleanup. I know Dina is also doing database cleanup, especially the zip code tables. She's looking at that. We're talking about looking at lost items. And then Jennifer is running some reports for volume field errors and reports for the barcodes that are not the correct length or might be ISBNs. So she's going to be reaching out. But if anybody has time to work on that, that would also be appreciated. We have also migrated Scott Air Force Base, as they had been required to move to a new ILS system for a military-wide consortium, or at least an Air Force-wide consortium. And they did complete that migration, but they are still using SHARE for interlibrary loan. And Emily reached out to me and thanked us for doing that, because she said that the intention was for the Air Force libraries to begin sharing. But of course, that's going to be a significant time and consideration to get things mailed. And she said that because of the migration, nobody is actually doing any interlibrary loan right now. They've suspended it. So she's getting 600 items per week from SHARE. And so she's still able to provide service to her patrons. So she was very grateful that we've been able to work with her to make this work. And we're still glad that there are members, because, you know, I think that there's a lot of goodwill for in a lot of our Metro East communities for people who live and work at Scott Air Force Base. And so I'm really glad that we can still serve that community as a very small portion of a, you know, as a special library. So, and I see Susan is back. Thank you so much, Susan, for letting us know. We're also working on the affiliate expansion. That project has not launched yet, but we've been talking to libraries that have reached out. We already have two libraries who've signed up and we haven't even launched it. So I'm really excited to see that, because they're very interested in membership and are willing to work to pursue that. We also have an opening for a small library representative on the SHARE Executive Council. That will be going out in our next newsletter. But if you know anybody, or if you're interested, just let me know. We will, if we have more than one volunteer that's eligible, then we'll probably send that out to a membership for vote. And then I don't know if it's ready to announce, but I'm going to go ahead and announce it. Zach has been working on a new video for our members. So for when you have new member library staff, and it's going to be quick and easy. It's for the four rules of share. We're still working on the final title and the final version, but he's been hard at work at that. We're really excited to see the final version. And then I just wanted to also mention that Cloud Library, for those of you participating in Cloud Library, does have a new feature called Kids Mode. If you haven't tried it yet, it's really cool. And so I just wanted to throw that out there as well if you haven't had a chance to look at it. Last but not least, we are aware of some issues with East St. Louis. There had been a transition with their leadership there and they have been closed. And so we are suspending delivery until they reopen, and we have been in contact with their leadership as well as the city of East St. Louis. We've been trying to work with them. And so we hope that they're going to be in touch soon to let us know their reopening plans. But just to give everybody a heads up that is going on. So that's all I had. I know Dina was out today, and so I've kind of gone over some of the things from her team. And I touched briefly on the database cleanup with Jennifer's team. Jen, do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Sure. Thanks, Cassie. Aside from that, just this brief update on barcoder refresher training. We are at about 250. So definitely seeing the numbers increase. I will be sending out an announcement probably late August, early September, as a reminder that all of that has to be completed by December 31st. Otherwise, barcoding permissions will be turned off. So hopefully we'll see a bigger jump in the fall, especially once schools come back into session. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Jennifer. Anybody have any questions on where we are at with some of these projects?
I do. I stepped away. What was your announcement that you had that you didn't want to say, but you did? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just saying it's not quite ready yet, but Zach has been hard at work on a video for, if you all remember the 10 commandments of circulation and that video. So we're redoing that. We've actually condensed it down to four rules. And so he's working on that so we can have that for new staff members coming in. So they understand, you know, like your items follow your, the items follow the owning library, patron rules follow the home library and things like that. So it can just be a good jump start for any new staff coming in on understanding our policies.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Renamed, hopefully, absolutely. That has been definitely problematic. Yep. And we are still looking for a good name. I know we've had some ideas thrown out there. There's some that we're a little bit more partial to, but if you guys have a good idea about the four rules, throw it in the chat. We'd love to hear it. Okay.
How about the four things to do to be a good member library? There's some of these, the 10 commandments that people, I think, just glossed over that just, you know, off and on, you have new people come in and they may have watched the 10 commandments, but they just don't understand stuff. You know, little nitpicky things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes not so nitpicky, but something about being a good member, a good neighbor.
Okay. Well, as soon as we have that, again, we'll be sending it out to all of our members. And so we're excited to move forward with that. The core four, I like that. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Janet. Okay. New business. So we canceled our share executive council meeting because I had a ton of share updates, just as you all heard. But we didn't have any action items at the last meeting. And so unfortunately, Esther, we didn't get to have her very last share executive council meeting, but she has served that committee for over the two terms because you were a replacement. But it is time for her to transition out of the chair role for this committee, though I'm hoping that she will decide to stay on. But this is also a good time as a reminder that if you have other obligations or commitments, there's no hard feelings if anybody needs to step down. I don't want anybody to, but I do understand if you have some other projects that you'd like to take on. But now is a good time to consider that as we're looking for other volunteers. But we do need a chair for this committee, and that the chair would also be a participant on the Share Executive Council, which they meet also every other month. And it's usually at 2 p.m., but we will be reviewing. We do every year, we review the time and date to make sure it still works, because we have several of our school library members that can't always get to a meeting at 2 p.m. or 2 p.m. or 2:30 or 10 a.m. So that is something to take into account. As the chair of this committee, you'd also be responsible for representing SHARE at the annual meeting, you know, giving comments of what we've done for the previous year. So would anybody like to volunteer?
I would, until I if nobody else does, I will be a last resort. How does that sound?
April, that sounds wonderful. Now, one of the good things about being on the Executive Council is you are, you know, very embedded into what's going on with SHARE and IHLS. So it is actually a really great opportunity, I think, to be a participant in IHLS as a whole. And you get that, of course, here on this committee as well. But I did want to just throw that out there.
I would volunteer if Esther would be willing to be a mentor for a short amount of time.
I will be continuing on the committee, so that's not a problem at all.
Awesome, because I just want your brain. can you, through osmosis, just give me all your information?
I am the institutional knowledge.
I need that. But if nobody else wants to volunteer, I'd be happy to volunteer.
Okay, that's great. Well, would someone like to make a motion for April to start as the committee chair in July?
This is Esther. I'll make that motion.
Okay, well then I'll let Esther, and I'll second that motion. I was going to throw myself on the start, so thank you, April, for doing it before me.
Thank you, everybody. I hope to do you guys proud.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and do a roll call vote. Esther Curry?
Yes.
Tammy Caputo?
Yes.
Janet Claire?
Yes.
Mary Cordes?
Yes.
Sarah Isaacs?
Yes.
April Jensen?
Yes.
Susan McKinney?
Yes.
Jennifer Slatt?
Yes.
Paula Treader?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All approved. Thank you guys so much. That was great, April. Thank you so much for volunteering. We're so excited to have you on the SHARE Executive Council. What I'll do today, I'm going to make myself a note to go ahead and send you the email of the updates. It's going to be very similar to what I've just already shared, but also the draft minutes of our last meeting. So you will just be familiar, and I'll send you some details of when the next meetings are. Okay.
Okay, thank you. And thank you guys. I appreciate your support.
Well, thank you for volunteering. And it's really not super hard. So Cassandra keeps us going. So she's the motivator behind all this. She's the engine. She's the little engine that could.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for that. So first up, we have for new business is interlibrary loan repeat violations. We have had, and we put out every once in a while about where to find the form for ILL violations. And so one of the things that we get probably most frequently is street date violations. And I know that's come up recently with repeat violators. And so we do have an interlibrary loan conflict resolution policy, which I think that falls under. And so I just wanted to go over the process if anybody had any questions about what we do in the event of violations. So let's see, I'm going to pull that up. Give me just one moment. So conflict resolution is basically says that the share director or a share representative will discuss issues and kind of determine what the concern is. Is it, you know, because we've all seen those flagrant violations that people are overriding holds, and but then there's times that it's a training issue. We reach out to the director and get that addressed. And then there's times that it's just a continued violation that it keeps happening. And so we do have a process that we would continue to take further action, which would include remedial training, submitting bills. And then in the most serious circumstances, we would send a warning letter to the director and their appropriate board representatives or superintendent. And so that is in the most flagrant and serious violations. We've only had to do that once. We've sent a letter, a warning letter in advance of that once as well. But those were, again, just flagrant violations that the person just decided that they were going to continue doing things that they are against the rules and knew that they shouldn't be. Street dates are interesting because it could very well be, you know, a flagrant just doing it because they wanted to check out that book or what have you. But it's in, I would say 99% of the time it's honest mistakes. And so that is where we try to determine where they are. We do send out reminder emails. Jennifer has a form letter that she sends out explaining the situation. I'm sure some of you have seen those letters coming from Jennifer because people do make mistakes. It's easy to happen. But that is the process. So do we have any discussion that you want to make revisions to the conflict resolution or violation policy?
Sandra, this is Janet, and I had asked you to to discuss this, and I'll just share with you what my concerns are. And I think there's a couple things that we might be able to do, but we have filed the appropriate paperwork. We've submitted that to IHLS. When you do a help desk ticket, you always get an email back indicating that that has been received. When you fill out that form with a concern about a book being circulating that hasn't hit the street date, there's no verification that that form has been received. When we are to the point where there are at least 10 occasions where the same library is circulating before the street date, it becomes a much bigger issue. I take great pride in the integrity that SHARE has and the databases, and you're talking about a legal issue that will, in the end, it is a direct reflection, in my opinion, of the SHARE, because you have someone not doing the right thing over and over and over. So I think if we turn in 10 pieces of paper saying this is a problem, I think it would be, once we start sending those, maybe a response, hey, we've received that response. Then at the point where we've done 10, I think it would be nice to know that there is actually something being done about that. And I think it's got to be taken a little bit more seriously than what I feel that it might be.
Okay, so we do track all of our interlibrary loan violations so we can spot trends. But Janet, we looked at it, and in the last year, for the one that we were looking at this particular mm-hmm. situation, there had been 3. And there are some times that they kind of, we call them events. We've been talking about that as events instead of just individual books, because it's maybe that day they just kind of slipped past and they would have gotten 4 reports around the same time, for example. So I'm not, that's where I'm kind of, how long does this go back? So maybe 10 since we started reporting, but in the last year, you know, and there was a discussion of, you know, sometimes on those vendor paperwork, it can be very tiny type. Is there an accessibility issue that we need to be concerned about? But in the case of where this was happening, there was an ownership of the mistake. Whereas, you know, sometimes you reach out to someone and, well, this was not my fault, I didn't do it, or this was I should be able to do this. And those are different conversations where it's honest mistakes, I think is the difference. But if we want to put specific numbers on what we will do at specific steps, we could certainly talk about that. The only concern I have is that in the event of the street date specifically, now, if you have a conflict with another library, you need to be discussing it with both libraries. But I don't think it's appropriate for us to discuss conversations we're having with other members and report back if it's a street date violation.
100% agree with you on that. 100% agreed. And I guess I'm not concerned about that piece to it. But as a member of this committee, I am concerned if we have repeat offenders, because I think that's what this, I'd like to think that that's what this committee kind of oversees, to make sure that we're in compliance with street dates and violations of overriding holds. I mean, those things come to us. You know, so I guess, but 100% I agree, you don't talk to other libraries about conversations like that.
Sure.
I don't want to sound like a tattletale, but you know, if people do street date before street date, I mean, I had one this year because a vendor that never has sent me stuff early and puts the dates on things did not put a date and sent it to me like a month early. And I made that mistake. And once Cassandra let me know, I tried to get it back from the library that I'd sent to. I'm sorry if you're having a really hard time hearing me. I don't know what's going on with my camera phone. Sorry. Not my camera phone, but my webcam. But anyway, you know, if somebody is doing it repeatedly, that is something that gets reported. And if the publishers, the distributors find out, they'll stop sending stuff early. I mean, that's why... with my Baker and Taylor, not that I did it, but it helps protect me. I went to a consolidated shipping, so I only get shipments every 2 weeks. So most times I'm getting my books, they've already beat their street date. I mean, the street date's already passed, so I don't have to worry about as much. So, I mean, there are things you can do, and I'm not saying it, if it's somebody that you're dealing with repeatedly, Janet, maybe you report it to a distributor, if you can figure out who their distributor was.
I think the process that we've done has worked. You know, we're going through the proper channels. We're filling out the form. It's going to IHLS, and then they're in charge of trying to figure that out. And Cassandra said that, you know, in the last year, you know, it's not been as many, but over the course of time, let me ask this question. Do people really understand the seriousness to that? Or is it just something due to my old age that I take seriously that's not really an issue?
Yeah, and we do, in the form letter that we send, we do have that detailed of that it's a concern because of a legal issue. Jennifer, would you like to send the form letter just a blank, and then I can send it out to the committee so everybody can see exactly what we send when we get those reports?
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Thank you. And so that way, again, I know some of you have seen that because we do reach out fairly regularly when we see it. And so it does explain the reason why that's so problematic is because they can take legal action. So is there, Janet, do you have any suggestions for solutions for this? If it should be like time bound or specific numbers that we should include for this violation policy?
No, I guess one of the things for me is, you know, if we fill out the forms, can it be set up to where we get a reply back like we do the help desk ticket? Because I know in a couple of other incidences that have nothing to do with, had more to do with web stuff, it sits in, then it gets kind of in a hole. And it kind of gets buried and then it doesn't get dealt with. And so I want to know that when we report something that it is being handled. And I don't know that if I'm not getting a reply back.
Sure. It goes through a different system, so we could certainly talk to Troy on putting it through the help desk system instead of where it's currently located. It does go to the share email, so Jennifer, Dina, and I all get a copy of it. And so until we can decide that, perhaps we can just send a confirmation that it has been received by the person who will be addressing it. So we could certainly do that. Yeah.
I think for us that would be helpful, just knowing that it landed on somebody's desk and it's just not in a black hole somewhere, not being recognized.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you have any, does anyone have any other suggestions on the current policy or anything more that we should do to make that process more streamlined? Okay, well, Janet, thank you so much for bringing this to the committee for review and very helpful suggestions. Does anybody have any other new business? Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and move forward with old business. We had talked previously about permissions, and so I just wanted to give everyone an update on that we had the Polaris permissions policy that was sent to the Share Finance and Policy Committee for review. That has been sent out for member comment, and so that is on the Share website. And let me go ahead and put that up in the chat. So everybody, if you want to take a look at it, or if you have any comments that you'd like to add. So far, we only have one comment that they agree with it. So if anybody has any additional comments that they'd like to add, I just want to make sure that it's available to everyone. Does anybody have any questions or concerns on those permissions that we've discussed it in the past of being restricted to volunteers, not necessarily board of trustee members, and having limited permissions? Does anybody have any questions or concerns about that? Okay. Does anyone have any other old business? Okay, hearing none, does anybody have any public comment or announcements? Okay, so our next meeting is Thursday, August 10th at 10 a.m. And so thank you all for your time and attention today. And again, April, thank you so much for volunteering to be our next chair. It's greatly appreciated.
Diane, you missed the vote. Did you want to jump in and be the chair of this committee?
Oh, seriously?
Just wanted to give you a chance.
So honored, but no.
Okay.
I have something else. I am sorry I had to jump in and out today. I forgot this meeting was today and had scheduled a program, but the person ended up calling in sick. So we had to jiggle around because we didn't have children show up for story time today. So I'm sorry about that, folks.
Oh, this time of year, it's certainly understandable. Thanks, Susan. I appreciate you trying to be here when you've got kind of a crazy day. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. I really appreciate it. Esther, last one as chair.
All right. Until next time around, sometime down the future. With no other business, I call this meeting adjourned at 10:34. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, April.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks. Bye, guys. Thank you.